BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, we present music and an interview with composer and folk musician Hiroya Tsukamoto.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, I have a dilemma. It may seem petty, but to me it is also respect. I have many invitations to social commitments. With each commitment, I am compelled to buy a gift. A few weeks ago, my son attended a birthday party at Ricky Roden's Pizza Playground for his little friend, Bobby. I went out and bought him the latest Muscle Mikey action figure containing pint-sized set of barbells and gym shorts. The same week, I was invited to a baby shower and bought the expected mama a papier-mâché stomach mold kit, complete with plaster of Paris, a bucket, and an instant camera. On both occasions, the gifts were stuck on a table and opened up after the party was over with, when the guests were not around. Granny Ada, nobody saw my cool gifts. The only people who saw them were the recipients, confirmed with a thank you card. These are not isolated incidents. I don't feel a thank you card is enough. These great presents deserve to be seen by all. Am I right, Granny Ada? Am I right? Signed, Gifted Gift Shopper Rebuffed.
Dear Rebuffed, how delightful. Buying gifts and wanting to be the center of attention. You are not what is called a voluntary wallflower, are you, dear? You seem to think you need a standing ovation of acknowledgement for the presents you buy? Let me explain a little something to you, and you may want to write this down. These social events, as you call them, are not about you. That's right, honey. It's about the guest of honor. If the hosts decide it's more practical for the gifts to be opened at home, then so be it. The decision is not a personal snub. It's about convenience. So, if you feel you're truly being slighted, then the solution is simple. Send your regrets and don't go. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a nice day. Granny Ada.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little nervous.
Me too.
It's the first time I did the online thing.
Me too.
You do look like your picture, though. That's a relief.
You too.
I hope you don't mind meeting at this place. My friends love the food here.
It's good.
Have you been here before? This is my first time.
Mine too.
Oh, here comes the server. Do you want a drink before dinner?
I guess.
Good. I need one too.
Good evening. My name is Sam and I'll be your server. May I start you off with a cocktail before dinner?
You bet. I want a gin. Neat. And the lady will have?
We have a coconut mojito house special today, which I highly recommend.
Yeah, okay.
Very good. I'll be right back with those drinks.
Well, this is nice. So, I read in your profile that you're an only child?
Yeah.
Must be nice. I have 5 siblings, 4 older brothers and a younger sister. But you knew that from my profile.
Yeah.
You ever been married?
No.
I'm divorced, but you know that too.
Yeah.
She left me, you know. It's a good thing we never had kids.
Yeah.
Here you are. 1 coconut mojito for the lady and a gin neat for the gentleman. So, you ready to order?
Do you have any house specials tonight?
Yes, sir. We have a cowboy cut steak with fingerling potatoes and green beans for $34.95 and a 2-pound lobster thermidor for $49.97.
I'll have the chicken breast sandwich with fries.
Fries are extra, sir.
Then skip the fries.
And for you, ma'am?
The special.
The steak or the lobster?
Lobster.
Excellent choice. That comes with the house salad and fingerling potatoes. Is that good?
Yeah.
Very good.
Wow. Lobster thermidor. Nice. Real nice. So, well, this is nice. So, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Like what?
Like, do you always order the most expensive thing on the menu?
Huh?
I mean, I ordered a chicken sandwich, if you didn't notice, and I said no to the extra fries. Didn't you get the hint? I mean, most people would get the hint. Oh, I see you have nothing to say. Not that you said more than 2 words at a time since we got here. Can you say more than 2 words at a time?
I guess.
You guess? You guess? That's 2 words.
So?
So you know what? I'm leaving. I'm paying the bill because I'm a gentleman, but you get to eat alone. Goodbye, lady, and have a nice life.
Hi.
Well, he left you, huh?
Yeah.
That's the 10th one this month.
Yeah.
So, what do you get?
A lobster thermidor. The woman next to me is eating it, and it looks amazing. And I have the chicken sandwich he ordered to go. It will be great for lunch. Too bad he didn't order the fries. This one's a real cheapskate.
You sure know how to budget, Linda. At this rate, you'll be going to Waikiki in no time.
Yeah. You know, I'll bet I can meet a few online guys there, too. Just think of all the money I'll save on my vacation. Oh, gotta go. Another online guy from Match just messaged me. Maybe I can get this one to take me to that new Japanese restaurant I've been dying to go to.
Oh, you rock!
Hi, Tex. I'm dying to meet you. How about hooking up on a date? Sushi platter with caviar topping, come to mama. And send.
What you have been listening to is a song called Welta from the CD called Places, the composer Hiroya Tuskamoto. And in studio with us today, we have Hiroya, and I want to welcome you, Hiroya, to our studio, and it is a great honor for you to allow me to interview you.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. This song and all of your songs that I have the pleasure to listen to has a beautiful sound to it. You have this fluid motion. I think of nature when I think of this. I truly mean that. And I want to ask you, what inspired you to write this song? This is a Spanish title, correct? What does it mean?
It is Spanish title, which means returning, coming back to the same place.
Okay. And so this has some sort of significance. Obviously, I can hear it.
When I composed this song, I just focused on the music. Sometimes I got inspired by places or or new people I meet. But this one just focus on music, and the idea, I mean, the name of the song came from the structure of the song, which is the beginning of the song, there's a melody line, and after that, there's an improvisation part, and then after that, coming back to the same melody part, same at the beginning, so which is a returning. It's kind of simple naming, but I named it as Spanish.
What influences you? Why Spanish? You are from Japan. It's interesting how the boundaries have gone through other cultures. You are inspired by Spanish type of music.
Yes, because my major was Spanish in the university in Japan, and I studied about South American folk music and culture history. So sometimes, yeah, I named it Spanish, English, Japanese. Yeah.
Well, music transcends all nationalities. That's the beauty of art.
Yes.
And
right.
So there is no boundary. It is only what speaks to the soul, truly, for my experiences as well. Well, let's listen to this. First of all, before we even continue the rest of this interview, let's listen to this song, Velta, from the album Places, and we will be right back. Thank you. To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.